This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The United States and the Taliban signed a landmark agreement Saturday in Doha, Qatar, setting the stage for ending a nearly 19-year-old war in Afghanistan and bringing home thousands of American troops deployed there. We get more from AP's Julie Walker.
Under the deal signed in Doha, the U.S. draws down its forces from 13,000 to 8,600 in the next 3 to 4 months and pulls out the remaining forces in 14 months, depending on the Taliban meeting their commitments to prevent terrorism. If they don't, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says,
President Trump and his team will not hesitate to do what we must do to protect American lives.
Meanwhile, in Afghanistan, Secretary of Defense Mark Esper told U.S. troops their sacrifice is what led to this historic deal.
This is the best chance Afghanistan has had in 19 years to achieve peace.
More than 2,400 U.S. troops have been killed during the conflict. I'm Julie Walker.
Speaking at the White House, President Donald Trump praised the Afghan deal, saying it was the result of a lot of hard work and sacrifice by many people. The president thanked the families of those killed and those wounded in the war and the American public for the expenditure of blood and treasure in Afghanistan. Trump said it was time for the United States to leave, and he hopes the Taliban will hold up its end of the deal.
It's time. So I just want to thank everybody. I want to congratulate everybody. I really believe the Taliban wants to do something to show that we're not all wasting time. If bad things happen, we'll go back.
The president said it's, quote, been a long journey for everyone, but the Taliban and surrounding countries need to help bring peace to Afghanistan. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The coronavirus continued to spread Saturday amid growing concern over the possibility it could trigger a global recession. While the World Health Organization's decision to raise its impact risk alert to very high. China reported Saturday that manufacturing activity had declined dramatically in February as the virus slowed the world's second-largest economy. Qatar reported its first case of the virus Saturday, 3 days after leader Emir Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani ordered the evacuation of its citizens from Iran, the Middle East's epicenter of the outbreak. Iran had another death posted on Saturday. They continued to increase and hit 43, the highest number outside China. France announced 16 new coronavirus cases Saturday and a temporary ban on all public gatherings of more than 5,000 people. In Italy, the Civil Protection Agency said 8 more patients had died there, bringing total deaths in that country to 29. President Donald Trump said additional coronavirus cases in the United States are likely, but that the country was prepared for any circumstance. The first U.S. death from the flu-like illness was a medically high-risk patient in her late 50s in the state of Washington. While expressing condolences to her family, the president said the United States is prepared for whatever comes.
But we're doing really well, very, very professionally handled. Our country is prepared for any circumstance. We hope it's not going to be a major circumstance. It'll be a smaller circumstance, but whatever the circumstance is, we're prepared.
Vice President Mike Pence said the State Department is advising Americans not to travel to areas of Italy and South Korea affected by the virus. As tensions continue to simmer between Turkey and Russia in the northern part of Syria, Ankara says another Turkish soldier was killed in the past 24 hours. We get more from Edward Uranian.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan called on Russia to get out of Turkey's way in Syria and allow it to deal with President Bashar al-Assad in a speech to supporters Saturday. Turkey, he said, has entered Syria at the demand of the Syrian people and not at the demand of Assad. Erdogan added that Turkey has retaliated against Syrian forces for killing 34 of its soldiers. Talks between Turkish and Russian military advisors during the past several days apparently have failed to reach a ceasefire. Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlut Cavusoglu told journalists Saturday that President Erdogan will meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin on March 5th. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
For more, be sure to visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.